Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. So here we see that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought many ahadith to explain the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of jihad to such an extent that he's brought the virtues of the sabab also of jihad. In other words, we explain the means of doing an action. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, He's so merciful, He's so gracious that even a means of doing the good action. In this world, a person, if he does something good or if he does something that he's supposed to be doing, for example, he's a building contractor, he's supposed to be putting up a house, he gets paid for the house that he puts up. He's not getting paid for the after hours that he's sitting at home and he's thinking, okay, what should I do here? What should I do there? Nobody pays him for his extra, or nobody will pay him for taking transport and coming to work. He's getting paid. That laborer is getting paid for the time that he's at work. You're supposed to be there from 8 to 5. This is your salary. This is your wages. The time it took him on the road, waiting for the bus, catching the bus or the taxi, coming to work, no boss pays him for that. But Allah Ta'ala in His kindness, in His gracious, in Allah Ta'ala in His majesty, in His beauty, Allah Ta'ala with His grace, He gives this person even for the effort that he takes to come to the masjid, even for the effort that the person takes to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that the last hadith we did here, that the kindness of Allah Ta'ala is so much that a person that keeps, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the one who keeps a horse in the path of Allah Ta'ala due to faith in Allah Ta'ala and affirming the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this horse's food, its water, to such an extent that even the droppings of this horse, the dung and the urine, will be on the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will put all the, even the droppings of that animal, that water that that animal drank, the grass that that animal ate, Allah Ta'ala appreciates this. Whether that thing was already being used in the battle or not, that's not important. But the person just kept that horse. He may have kept that horse for 2 years, he may have kept it for 3 years or 4 years. And all that food that it ate, all that dung, that urine that it excreted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all that weight and add it to this person's scales on the day of Qiyamah, appreciating that this person had kept it as a means to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is very, very kareem, Allah is very kind. No one else will ever do this. So therefore we explain that when Allah ta'ala has got so much to offer, we should make firm resolution that, oh Allah, I am the one that wants to take. It shouldn't be such that when our eyes close and we see all the other takers, all the other people that saw the promises, that heard about the fazail of so many a'mal, they did all the a'mal, and that we heard it and we didn't practice upon it, and then we regret that how could we have lost out on so much that was an offer for so cheap. All we needed to do was make niyat. Whether we got the opportunity or not to do it after that, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we made niyat and we made some koshish, Allah ta'ala inshallah will give us the full reward. So today's hadith, an Abi Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, Ja'a rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam binaqatin makhtumatin faqal, hadihi fi sabilillah. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laka biha yawm al-qiyama 700 naqatin kulluha makhtumatun. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a bridled camel. Bridle camel, we know that to hold the reins, you need a bridle. The bridle is the thing that goes around the mouth. So this person had come with this camel already bridled, and he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he's contributing to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, you will have 700 camels on the day of Qiyamah in exchange, all bridled. You were given one that was bridled. Allah Ta'ala will give you 700 on the day of Qiyamah, all bridled. So here also we find that how rewarding it is to contribute in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally we hear it is multiplied 700 times. Minimum of 700 times. So here this hadith shows us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this person that Allah will give you for this one bridled camel, Allah will give you 700 bridled camels on the day of Qiyamah. One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala is like a grain which grows 7 years. What does the farmer put in the ground? He puts one grain, one mealy grain or one corn grain, he puts one only in the ground. And then what does Allah Ta'ala give in return? Mealy grain grows 7 years. In every year is mi'atu habba. In every year there is 100. So in 7 years times 100 is 700. What did this person put in the ground? He put one. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him? 700 in return. So this is the kindness of Allah ta'ala. Allah has just given an example. One example. If Allah ta'ala can do it with the grain, you think Allah ta'ala cannot do it with reward, with sawab, with ajr? And what would Allah ta'ala, the second part of the ayat is saying, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah ta'ala increases for whomsoever He wishes. In other words, 700 is the minimum. Thereafter Allah ta'ala increases for whoever He wishes. Ulama explained that it's linked to a person's ikhlas. To the extent that a person has sincerity in his heart, to the extent that a person is doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly Allah ta'ala continues to increase and increase and increase the reward of a person doing good actions. So here again the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. So therefore we also should have in our heart that Allah is willing to give so much. Let us not be foolish and sacrifice all these great rewards. In this world when there is a special going on, buy one, get one free, and everyone is willing to queue, or the first 10 customers get so many things free, people are willing to wait the whole night to get into the shop. Ya Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much for so little. All we need to do is make niyat in our heart, O Allah, that make me from amongst those. Person makes a little bit of effort, even if he doesn't reach the finish line, Allah Ta'ala will make him reach the finish line because he started. Our Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would encourage. He said that even if a person is an old person, it doesn't mean he can't learn Quran. It doesn't mean he can start. If he doesn't finish and he passes away, we had one musalli like this in his late 65 plus, in his late life he started learning Quran, learning. Every time he saw someone who could teach him, he would sit and learn. And then shortly he passed away. But Allah Ta'ala, as Mawlana Harun is explaining, that Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person that passes away whilst learning Quran, Allah will appoint an angel for him that will complete Quran Sharif with him in the Qabr. And this person will be risen up on the day of Qiyamah with the Qurra. Imagine, he just started learning late in his life. He didn't even finish. But because he made an effort, he made the koshish, Allah gave him that reward. So this is not late, it's not too late for anybody to start learning Quran Sharif, not late for anybody to start with Tahajjud Namaz, not late for anybody to start with good actions. If we start it, make it a point, we pass away in that condition, Allah Ta'ala will raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with those people that have already mastered it. All we need to do, make a little bit of effort, make that niyat in our heart, solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is willing to give so much. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.